And now for part two of The Case of the Phantom Scorpion. We last left off with Walter and Bunny on the hunt for a woman named Gloria, a rancher and best friend of Marie Gladwell, the sole survivor of a triple murder in which Gloria was spared. In her latest rampage, the on-edge killer violently robbed the Ultralux Hotel and Casino. Afterwards, the detectives receive a concerning phone call from their employer.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I know. We're right on it. Yes, sir. I understand. Okay. It should be about 20 minutes. Okay.
Uh-oh. That voice on the other end didn't sound all too dandy.
Guess who?
House?
Yep. House.
What does he want?
Our services ASAP. Seems some nasty individual couldn't take their licks at the Ultralux today. Blew holes in a few of the employees and security personnel.
Oh, no. Was it, well, a man?
Not a man who preferred a pink bow in his hair.
Darn.
Let's head out. We've got a long walk ahead of us.
Make that a long walk in warm clothes. A dust storm is picking up. Great.
Just look at this place.
Marie, I believed you when you said your friend was of a dangerous sort, but what I'm looking at is ranger caliber work here.
You can say that again. Putting aside the folks she's managed to kill or land in the hospital, the amount of bullet holes in the walls of this place? Fit for a full-scale battle. For one woman to pull this off without a scratch is tremendous.
Speaking of which, Marie, what did security tell you before we arrived?
That Gloria got into a spat over an impossible game of roulette and shot the floor manager over it.
My word.
After that, I'm told she grabbed the dealer, held him hostage, and forced the chip exchange worker to fork over the exact amount she said she should have won. 500 caps.
Sheesh.
Then, when reinforcements arrived, she kicked me into their line of fire, where she then ran while I took a 10mm to the scapula by my own co-workers.
Excuse me, are you?
The dealer? Yes. And if I were assigned a firearm instead of a cane earlier today, I would have given that wench a fistful of lead.
Sure.
Sir, you shouldn't be standing up right now. We need to take you to the center.
I'm fine.
Hold on there. Sir, I'm Detective Camry.
I know who you are. I was on the clock when I saw that business at the Tops the other week. I'm very sorry to hear what happened. Wish you could have put that Benny and his whole operation to sleep, however.
Ah, yes. Well, we're grateful for the support. But before you go to the hospital, can you confirm to us that it was Marie's friend Gloria that did the shooting? Beside the floor manager, you seem to be the only one who got to see her the closest.
Why, yes, I was. And I believe Marie's description matches my own of the girl. Slender frame, red accents such as lipstick and nails, and that peculiar pink bow she wore in her curly hair. I'd be lying if I claimed her reaction didn't catch me off guard, Detective. She was awfully quiet before her final bet turned sour.
And that's when he shot your manager?
Yes, unfortunately. He interjected due to the fact that she was making, and we each disputed her claims of tampering with the game. That's when she shot Trimble, my manager, point blank in his chest. That's when the robbery followed.
How did she manage to escape with so many guns trained on her?
You could blame me playing a brief distraction as she ran for the door. She fired her gun faster than the speed of light on the way out, positively nailing a few more security personnel before bursting back out of the doors. Not a single ding on the little devil either.
Sir, we need to go now.
Okay, fine. But know this, Miss Marie. I don't know how you haven't detected murderous intentions from that friend of yours after so many years of knowing her, but part of me believes you could have done more to prevent it. If so, this tragedy wouldn't have unfolded.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Don't let that man get to you, Marie. He's just angry. And frankly, the folks this place tends to hire are pretty pompous.
It's okay. In the end, I know this about her, not me. Then again, the one question I'm being asked anywhere is if I had insight about her violent behavior before, and I just don't. Walter, can you imagine if Bunny one day just snapped and became one of the killers you're so used to tracking down? No explanation, no reason? This is no different.
I see. No one's blaming you for a thing, Marie. Especially me or Bunny. In fact, you're the biggest help we could have in this case.
We know it's hard. But believe me when I say we'll do all we can to bring her in peacefully. I'm sure Gloria's a deeply troubled girl, in dire need of help. Not some mindless monster.
Thank you, Bunny.
What's that?
Incoming message from the Vegas Medical Clinic. Let's see what it has to say.
Bunny, Walter, I heard about the casino shooting over the airways, and I know you both must be busy, but Rex just broke from his coma. We insist that he rest, but he keeps urging me to speak with the both of you. He seems a little delusional at the moment, but is more than clear about his request. Whenever you have the time, please come by the clinic.
Looks like we may have to cut this casino visit short.
That's okay. Mr. House wanted us to get to the bottom of this, and hearing what the rancher has to say is doing exactly that. What did you mean he was delusional?
He's still a little fatigued from his incapacitation, so we can't exactly deem much of what he's saying to be based in fact. He seems to be having quiet discussions with himself, but he was rather persistent about the contacting of you both.
I guess his elevator somewhat reaches the top, then?
Oh, I hope he's okay. If anyone's more credible about Gloria, it'd be her boss.
We're going to need to resume treatment very soon, so please, make it quick. Mr. Dorsey, can you hear me? It's the detectives. They're both here to see you.
Mr. Dorsey, can you hear me? It's Walter Camry of the WB Investigations Agency. Look, the doctor says you're in a pretty bad way, and we don't want to be the fault of you succumbing to your wounds. Was there something you wanted to tell us?
The detectives. Look, I need to tell you.
Don't rush, Rex. Take your time.
Who is that?
It's me, Mr. Dorsey. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Marie? Marie?
Yes, sir. It's Marie. I'm okay. Gloria didn't hurt me. We've been trying to find her all day now. I'm just glad you're okay for now. That's all that matters.
Marie?
Yes, Rex. It's me.
Detective?
Yes, Mr. Dorsey?
Scorpion! Scorpion!
Scorpion? What?
Marie! Walter! Scorpion!
A scorpion? What about a scorpion?
Walter! He's hyperventilating!
I knew this was a bad idea. His breathing is labored. I hope he had something important, cataclysmic, to share with the three of you.
Does a scorpion mean anything to any of you?
Unfortunately, no.
Marie?
I'm trying to think of a scorpion having any relevance, but I just can't. Ugh, I wonder what he meant.
Me too, because we just might lose him.
We're sorry, Doctor.
It's okay. It's my fault. If Rex reaches a point where he can speak again, I'll relay anything he says to you. Perhaps he didn't trust our confidentiality at first.
We understand, Doctor. We'll clear out and let you work.
Thank you, Detective.
Well, it was nice listening to his voice once again. I was getting worried. My last memory of him would be with everyone else at that ranch house. Gone before saying goodbye.
Have faith, Marie. Sure, you know more than anyone else how tough a guy Rex is. What are you thinking about, Walter? A scorpion?
It's ominous, that's for sure.
Well, let's think. If Rex hauled us off all the way over here just to tell us the name of an old ugly bug, it has to hold some relevance.
No arguments from me. You're right.
Well, here's my amateur analysis. Rex knew he was close to slipping away just now. So, what did he do? He blurted out the most important thing to the case.
Yes, though you'd think he'd consider what little we knew as outsiders to this thing and throw up something we could catch.
It's okay, Walter. Don't fret on getting a headache over it. If anyone should know what a scorpion means more than anyone, it'd be me. I just need to sleep on it or something. I'll call you if I hit a clue.
Stay strong, Marie.
I will. Thank you, Bunny.
Well, best we get walking before those Legion raiding parties get bold.
Right behind you.
Thank you for doing this. Most of my staff consists mostly of armored guards. And apparently, doing a little gardening seems below them.
Oh, it's no problem. I used to do this all the time at the ranch. It's calming. And boy, do I sure need that right now.
Couldn't agree with you more. Well, I ought to head inside and do a double check on Mr. Dorsey before we turn in for the night. Still, nothing on my end in terms of whatever scorpion means other than the oversized ones that roam the sands today. But I'm sure he meant something deeper than that.
I agree. I just wish the detail could hit me like a brick right now.
Don't lose your mind over it, Marie. I'm sure it will come to you if you know.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'll be right inside.
Miss me? Doc, scream and I'll be sure it's the last scream you make.
Gloria, how are you?
Tell me, Marie. What was the one thing I made clear to you after I did what I did?
Gloria, how are...
What?
I think you know better than I do. Because I obviously didn't listen.
Oh, grown a bit cocky since you have the new protection, huh? Well, enjoy it while it lasts. They're not your friends like I was. That ain't their fault, though. If only they knew how much of a backstabber Marie turned out being. What did I say, girl? Don't follow me!
But
oh no. The old girl couldn't even respect the mercy of her oldest friend. Nope, instead she calls two of House's biggest feds to drop Thor's hammer on her. Or at least she tried.
Well, maybe she wouldn't have if it didn't turn out her oldest friend had a mind to murder the closest people to her over a card game. Don't follow you? Have you ever considered my intervention was intended to save you? Just what are you doing here?
Ha! Save me, she says. Honey, know this. Shopkeep at the gun of some bandit needs saving. Someone out in the middle of the lake needs saving. Gloria, she just being herself.
You can change.
Shut it. Now listen. The only reason you're talking right now is to try your hand at another test of friendship. I never asked you to approve, Marie. But a true friend wouldn't even think about going rat like you did. So, here's the scoop. I'm hitting the Atomic Wrangler tomorrow. I won't say when, but it's happening. This time, no gambling. Just straight up robbery. If folks have a right mind after what I did to the Ultra Lux, they'll keep their paws up while I take the treats.
Why, Gloria? Why?
Money, sweetie. Tain't no thrill I take out of it. Well, a little. But I let this war get under my skin long enough, and I know that no one's gonna hand it over like they used to.
But your friends...
That was different. They messed with a gal under stress. The plan kicked into place directly after. This Hoover damn dilemma's on my mind for months now. It won't be long till we have Legion and NCR catching all of us in the crossfire. I'm not gonna be there when it happens.
Then, Gloria, you should have been gone with this last job. At least before your description was plastered all over the city of New Vegas.
Ha! You think that's enough for me? I'm headed to the hub, baby. And it'll cost a fortune to caravan out that way. It's gonna be worth it, though. New opportunity. All behind the safest walls in the wasteland. So, back to my test. If I see you, or any of those cronies you hired in any part of that place, I'll see to it they end up just like our friends back at the ranch. All right?
Fine.
I'll tell you again, Marie. Don't follow me.
Find out what happens next time in part 3 of The Case of the Phantom Scorpion. Walter and Bunny is produced for A-Bomb Radio. You can listen to every detective case on the A-Bomb Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.